We are in Hilchos Kriyashma. We did the first Sif of Simin Nun Ches. We will be doing Sifim Beis, Gimel, and Dalid today. Says the Machaber, we had just told us that the Zman Kriyashma was from Mishayakir, when you can recognize a friend that's not too close, someone that visits periodically, from within four Amis, when it's light enough to do that. Although, ideally, you should be davening Kvasikin, which is that you should say Kriyashma just before Neitzachama and Shmoneh Esrei immediately afterwards. Says the Machaber, Im lo karosa kodem haNeitzachama, if you didn't get to say Shema before Neitz, yesh lo lahaktim likrosa bimheira kol ma sheyuchal. You should daven and say Kriyashma as early as possible. This is because of Zrizin Magdimin, but you should not go and say Shema early and miss a minyan, or do not say, meaning missing saying Shema with a minyan, excuse me, or not wearing tefillin. So that so long as you're going to be able to put on tefillin and daven b'tzibur before Sov Zman Kriyashma, you should not say Shema before that. But if you're going to miss Zman Kriyashma, you already told us that you should say it before, and preferably you should daven with a minyan as early as possible because of Zrizin Magdimin. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a tochacha for those places that daven very late. Also, he says that it's wrong for people to congregate before davening and have tea and coffee, and as a result of it, end up davening later. Siv Gimel, Umishuhu Anus. What happens if someone is in a desperate situation? Kagon, Shahaya Mashkim Lotseis Laderech, he's about to go travel, B'mokam Gdude Chayovalistin, in places where there are wild animals or bandits. Shalo Yuchalamo, he will not be able to stand, you got to keep moving there. V'lo L'chavein, and he will not have Kavana, Afilu Parsha Rishona, V'afilu Ad Al Levavecha. He will not be able to have kavanah for the first parsha, not even for the first pasuk. O shebnei hashayora, the people of the caravan, the people going with him, holchim mehera, they're going quickly. V'lo yamtinu lo klal, he will not be able to stop walking in order to say Shema. They're not going to wait for him. Yochol likrosa im birchoseha misha'ola amud hashachar. The halacha is that b'shas hadchak, when a person is an onus, when he really has no choice, he is allowed to say Kriyashma Shashachar is already from Alos HaShachar. Why is that? The Kevan Sha'ol Amud HaShachar Shape Karina Be'uv Kumecha. Because from Alos HaShachar there are some people that already get up, so that we could say it's a B'shach B'cha B'shaz HaTchak. So he can already say Shema then. V'gam Shapir Mikre Yotzer Or. Now the Machaber says he can even say the Bracha of Yotzer Or. The fact that Alos HaShachar has arrived means that you can already call it that the day has begun shining, the sun has begun shining, you could say Yotzer Or. Now the Magen Avram and the Prima Godim argue with this, and the Gra as well. And they say that you cannot say Yotzer Or until the Zman of Mishayakir. The only thing you could be makel with from Alos HaShachar is Shema itself. Avalim eino b'malkim gedudei chayev alistim v'gamein b'nei sheyar nechbazim kolkach afilu yotz l'derech achar shol amur HaShachar eino korat sheyegi zmano. The halacha is that unless you're an onus, you are not allowed to say Shema before Mishayakir, even though it's after Alos HaShachar. Now, the Bir Halacha mentions that with regard to tefillin, if you're a yotzel adera, chazal were makel that you're allowed to put your tefillin on as early as you want, and then when the zman of tefillin, mishayakir, comes, then you can touch your tefillin and make a bracha. Whereas, if there's some kind of other onus, you're not a yotzel adera, then what you should better off doing is start davening beforehand, and then when the Zman of Mishayakir comes, you can put on your tefillin just before Baruch Hu. But you should not be starting Yotzer Or before the Zman of Mishayakir anyway. That was Lechatchila. You're not allowed to say Shema before Alos, unless you're a Yotzer Laderech and you're an Onus. Siv Dalet, Im Korah Mishalam Ura Shachar. What happens if you weren't allowed to, but you did? You said Shema after Alos. The Machaber says that you are Yotze B'Dieved. Now, first of all, what is Alos HaShachar? The Mishnah Berurah brings different dais, and he paskins that that is Heir Pnei HaMizrach, which means the eastern side where the sun is about to rise has already gotten light. So that when you see light at the Mizrach, that is called Alos HaShachar, and not before then. Next, the Mishnah Berurah says that the only time that you are Yotze, if you said Kriya Shema Shel Shachar is after Alos HaShachar, is if you don't do this regularly. If you do it regularly, then you're not even Yotze B'Dieved. If you do it regularly, Machmas Adchak, then you are. The Imkora below Brachis, the Ramah says, Yachso Likroso Bizmano Ima Brachis. If you said it without Brachis, then you should go back and say it again with Brachis. Is Mashma that if you did say the Brachis, at the time, then you were Yotze from Alos HaShachar B'Dieved. You would not have to say the Brachis over again.